Good morning. This is Mercedes Warwick, and it's day 31 of Journeys into the I Am Mind, 36 channels in 36 days. The first thought of the day was breathe into the insight. I didn't really quite understand, and my days kind of got turned around yesterday. It happens sometimes where I end up being up all night and then sleep into the day. Somehow, like, the cycle gets a little reversed. We did some clearing of the past yesterday and last evening, and I think it just kept me up for a while. It was an interesting ceremony of release. And I actually burned a painting, which I never thought in a million years I would have ever done. But my paintings are intuitive, and this painting and I have been in this tug-of-war, slugging it out, blocking, making me look at the real stuff that was very deep inside my womb. I'm doing a painting series called The State of Our Womb. And it was mural size. This was not any piece of art is significant to the person who has created it. But this was also significant in size. It was mural size, you know, floor to ceiling, literally, and about, let's see, 8 or 10 feet wide. So maybe even 12. So this was significant, and my teacher came over last night, and we actually burned the painting. And it was interesting. She asked me, how did I feel at the end of it? And I said, I don't know. I don't really feel any change or anything significantly different. I was not disturbed in any way, and there was some physical sensation in my body that had caused some tension during the day. There was something that was upsetting me, and that was gone. So I found myself sort of just moving from task to task last night, and going to bed around 3 a.m. So when I woke up, I heard, breathe into the insight. So, let's see what Spirit has for us this morning. There's just a few days left to go, so make sure that you're visiting the web pages. I'm going to set up a second web page today and see if that relieves some of the tension on my website. But breathe into this series and breathe into your insights. Namaste. No, no, ni eke na ioko ni eke na nani yoshko na iena. One of the biggest things that you can do for yourself as you go through your life, as you go through each day, however, particularly when you are going through no, no, ni yeshke na, a process of spirituality, of cleansing, of insight, or no, no, ni yeshkena, is to release yourself, or no, no, ni yeshkona, iyekena, from understanding every nuance that comes up. Iokona ieshkena. And iena. Honoring. Onono ieshkena. How you feel. Ieshkona. And sometimes as we're going through these things, niokona, examinations, iokona, noniyeshkena, especially through the shadow, noniyeshkena. Noniyoko, the aha or the insight is not always present, noniyeshkena. However, Nanayoko, we understand, Iakena, that everything is moving, Iokona, vibrating, and Ananiyeke, and is dynamic, Unoniyena. So even as you may pray a simple prayer, Anononoyeke, and so it is, Iokona, or as you may be having to peel back the different layers to get to the true spiritual essence of a moment, ononeke, or several moments, iekena. Or if the ononeeshkena, darkness is lifted, Onononiyeke, or for a moment where you have almost like a floodlight or a spotlight on Ononoyeshke, an insight, or Ieshkena, that the darkness and the shadow is fully dissipated, Ieshkona Naniyekena, and the light is in full blossom. In each of these cases, Iokona Niekena, it is Onononiyeshkena, the word is difficult. Onononiyeshkena, we will stay there for a moment. It may be Onononiyeshke, difficult, Iokona Iena, to have a full understanding of the significance of both the shadow and the illumination, ononoyekena. Do we say, Yoko to you, Iokona niena? Breathe into the insight, ononoyekena. The understanding, onononiyeshkena, or the attempt to understand, the trying to understand, onononiyeshkena naniyeko, can be elevated to the mind of worry, iokona, and busyness, iekena, and lack of peace, iokona, iena. In this case, it can be as numbing, ononononieke, as the shadow itself. Okona ieshkena naniyoko. So we say, breathe. Ononononieshkena naniyoko ekena, and through several iterations of breath, iekena naniyoko, you may see, feel, iokona iena. Shifts, iokona iena. The dynamic of breathing, iokona naniyekena,
allows you to release Yokona. Sometimes the ceremony, the rite, the leaving, the letting go, Yokona, however you perform the task that illuminates the shadow, Yokona. Is not enough, Yokona, Iekena, to allow you to fully express joy, Iekena, Nana Yoko. It is in these moments that several items may be used in collaboration, Ono no Nieke, to release self into Iokona, a full expression of release, Iokona Iena. Self-care, Iokona Iekena, baths, Iokona, walks, Iokona, breathing, Iokona, acknowledgement, Ono Nioko, of the illusionary state, Iokona Iena. We had mentioned earlier, Yoshkona Aniekena, when the emotion is so dense and heavy and dark, Yokona Ieshkena, it may prohibit you from even accessing Yokona Ieke, the unified field of self, Yokona Iekena, or even understanding Iekena, where the infinite all, Iekena, exists. Ono no Nieke, within your unified field, Ioko of the infinity, or your infinity self, Iokona Ieshkena. We say at this moment, breathe into the insight, Iokona Iena. Breathe into Anana Nioko, yourself. Now we had practiced just breathing and becoming awareness, coming into awareness, Yokona, of just the gentleness of the breath, Onononiyeshke, with no emphasis on the inhalation or the exhalation. Just simply breathing in and breathing out through your nose. And a gentle rise and fall of your chest and your belly. And allowing what comes to come. Onono nieshke na. It is in these times that you may, Onono Nieshke, make note of what comes, Iekona Iena Aana Nieshke Na. And if you do not comprehend Iokona, simply say, give me the insight, Iokona Nieke. Show me, Onono Nieke Na. Allow me to understand, Iekona Iena. And then sit with it quietly, focusing on the breath, inhaling and exhaling. Sometimes it is not yours to understand. Onononeke, exactly in that moment, Yokona Ieshkena. So as you bring yourself back into the unified field of self, Yokona, your unified infinity, Ieshkena, understanding that this aspect of self, Yokona Ieshkena Nananioko, Ananieke, may need some nurturing and some coaxing, Onononeyeshkena. You will actually get to a point that when you come into the unified field of love, Yoshkona Iekena, any aspect of self that is not Yokona feeling well, quite frankly, Yoshkona, will allow you to focus attention. It will become the shiny object, and it, Onono Nieshke, will command your attention. Onono Nieshkena. And because you're living in a unified field of love and you've expanded the love filter through the love of self, Ono no no yeshkena, You will come into an understanding ananoniyoko of self-care and what you require, iokona, in order to nurture iekena and love iokona nieke and coax iekena, this aspect of self, into the unified self, iokona ieke, the unified infinity, ioshkona niena. Any aspect of yourself, iokona niekena, that is radiating in less than the most brilliant, pure love, onono nieshkena, will ieshkena nananiyoko come into your purview to be healed, to be looked at, to be soothed, to be nurtured, onono nieshkena. And as you look at this aspect of self, onono nieshkena, and the stories and the lessons, iekena nananiyoko, and the gifts, iokona, and yes, there may be some karma, iokona, in the, we use that word in the sense that you would understand it, ioshkona iena. But you may have onono nieke agreements with others, iokona, to teach you away, iekena nananiyoko, and they are serving their purpose. You know, no nieshke now. So breathe into the insight. Yoko na na nieshke na. It is not a na na niyoko always for you to understand. Yoshko na iena. And then bring yourself into the filter of love. Yoko na na nieshke na. And draw the love inward. Yoko na na nieshke na. The greatest love of all, onono nieshkena, is love itself, yeshkena nananiyoko. So as we say, in God, through God, to God, and for God, yeshkena nananiyoko, it is also for you to say to yourself, in love, through love, to love, for love, yeshkona nananiyekena. The most loving thing, Yoshkona nieshkena nananiyoko okona, that you can do for self, iekena, is to love all aspects of self, yoshkona iena. And sometimes looking at this wounded part, iekona niena, is how you learn this lesson, onono nieshkena. Sometimes the wound causes you to not like self, to almost even hate self, or be in a place of judgment of self, yeshkona. Picking yourself up is difficult. Changing the frequency is impossible. These are the things that you would not say in that way. Yeshkona. That is language of the channel. Yeshkona, you know. But it's definitely depth or feeling of the heart space, ieke nananiyoko. I am not worthy, ieshke nananiyoko. But as we have said, the law of polarity always exists, iokona, and is always there for the turnaround, ananiyoko. And that is part of what we are teaching here, iokona na ieshke na. Are you looking? Are you seeing? Are you hearing? Are you feeling? Onono nieshke na. And sometimes the answer is no. Onono nieshke na ananiyoko. So what is the opposite? Ieke na. I am seeking. I am feeling. I am seeing. I am loving. Onono nieshke na. And that defines the span, ananananiyoko, of your journey. From there, ioshkona nieke, through the ways that we have discussed, iokona, you can expand your love filter, bring in the aspect of self, understand ioshkona, the depth of the journey, ioshkona, come into your infinite self, iokona, and then consummate with the infinite all, onono nieshke. Because now you have the seeds, the plant, onono nieshke. and the seeds are the journey, EHK, the illumination of the journey, Iokona Nieke, the understanding and comprehension of the journey, Yonono Nieke, the transformation, Anana Nieko, of the present, Anonieke, Iokona, into the spiritual truth, Iokona Iena, the present illusion, Iokona Iena, converting the present illusion, Anonono Nieke, into the spiritual truth, Iokona Iena. And then you can breathe Iokona into the insight, Iokona Iena. Onono ni eshkena, ahana ni eshkena, nono yoko okona. These things, Iokona Nieke, are not Ioshkona in the top of mind at times, Iokona ni eshkena. Sometimes the pain is too deep. Ieshki okona a ana ni yokona. Yoko ieke na 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 ni yoko. And that is why we have community. Iokona na ni yena. It is interesting, Ioshkona, because even as we say this, ieke na 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 yoko, ieke na, the community, ieshke na 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 ni yoko, may be your guidance. Iokona ieke na. And not necessarily in the physical, ieshke na na no yoko, but community both in the physical and the non-physical realms, iokona ni ieshke na, are a gift and a miracle, onono ni ieshke, of life, yino ni ena. So that is really it this morning, iokona ieke na na ni yoko. Understanding to breathe into the insight, Iokona Nieke Na. Use the law of polarity, Ioshkona Nieke, to define the journey, Ioshkona, into a way that perhaps you can see and comprehend, Onono Nieke Na, which is uniquely human but very necessary at times, Iokona Nieke Na. You will get to the point where you will be able to understand that this disparity of the feeling in the moment, in the Anono Nieshkena, your magnificence as love and joy, Iokona Iekena, that you will not accept into your existence anything that causes you grief or harm, Anono Nieshkena, or you will have a way to transform that which you're looking at, Iokona Iekena, and holding yourself into the space of love, Iokona, no matter what is in front of you, Iekena na na yoko. Onono Nieke na Iokona Iena. It will be interesting to see Iokona Nieke, what ritual has Nieke has will produce. You know, Onono Nieke na 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 Nioko. Mercedes was thinking she may make a piece of art out of the ashes from the art, which would be an interesting thing. Onono Nieke, or she may simply just release the ashes. Onono Nieke and let it go. Onono Nieke. But both are letting go, and that's the other Anonoyo thing. Anononi Yeshke Nanani Yoko. You let go when you're ready to let go. Anononi Yeke. You grieve for as long as you need to grieve. Yokona. You be in the emotional state as long as it is beneficial to you. Yoshkona Nani Yeshke Na. And no one really has the definition, Ananoyoko, of how long, Iokona Ieke. You're a unique, individualized expression of the divine, of source, of creator, Onono Nieshkena. And as this divine creator, Ioshkona Nieke, you devise Iokona your way, Iokena Naniyoko Iekena. Our purpose, Iokona, here, today, and Onono Nieshke, throughout the remaining days, Ioshkona Ieshkena, is to bring you into Ananananioko and an elevated Ananananioshko celebration of self, loving self, knowing self, knowing your expressive creator. Understanding your ability to move and shift, and maybe perhaps through understanding iokona, the aspects of the one law, you will come into ways to stand in love in all circumstances, and in every breath, iokona iena. Breathing into the insight, iyeshkena. We are not saying find the insight, yoshkona iyekena, because we know it's there. The insight is there, iokona. The comprehension is there. The aha is there. The release is there. God is there. Ononiyeshke, the divine lesson is there. The divine gift is there for you to receive, iyekena nanana yoshko. So when we say breathe into the insight, it is moving yourself into a mindset of knowing that Creator always exists in everything. And it is a knowing that truth is always there. And it is yours in the shadows, and in the light, and in the grief, and in the celebrations, there is insight, and it's always present. Always there. Love thyself. Love yourself with all your heart. And as you move into this love-aligned frequency, there will be reflection on the darkness. As you come into this understanding of love thyself, with all your heart, know, that these examinations will come forward so that that which is not serving you well can be released, iokona, and transformed into goodness and light and love, anononieshkena, and fertilizer, anananioko, for somebody else to plant the seeds, because you are putting into the collective consciousness, anononieke, yena, these experiences, anononieshke, so someone else can draw from your learning and your lessons and your anononieshke, transformations of needs into celebrations, iokona naniena. This is the energetic pathways that are interwoven, anononieshke, throughout creation, anononieshke na ananiyoko. We would also say to you, samnononieshke na, some of this is deliberate. You will sit, iononieke, contemplate, ieke na, or take action, iokona, as it celebrates your ananayoko, personalized, specific, individualized uniqueness, ieke nananayoko. And then other times, ononieshke na, ananayoko, the insight may come ononieshke through serendipity, ononieshke na. And like all things, iokona, you may pay attention to the shiny object, iokona, the shiny thought, iokona ieshke, the thing that's caught your eye, your attention, your ear, iokona. And as you attune to that thing, iokona nieke, it may have the answer, iokona, to the questions, iokona, and your release, iokona niena. It's almost like when we are laughing, it's like seeing maybe a child playing for, and they're just so happy, and it just, and you know, those tears just start flowing, because seeing the sheer joy of a child releases the sheer joy within you, iokona, which stimulates the release, iokona, and brings you into ananananayoko, awareness and illumination, aha, and the insight, iokona, iena. So, iokona, ieshkena. Breathe into the insight, iokona niyekena, ananayoko, And we would say also iho kona ie na. In any case, the phrase is coming, hair-brained idea or hair-triggered idea, something ononiyeshke na. Some crazy thought may come into your mind, yokona ononiyeke, that will cause you great joy and release the celebration ononiyeshke na, which causes the release of the shadow itself, yokona ononiyeshke na. So it may be that you decide to climb a mountain ononiyeshke, or burn a mural-sized painting that you've worked on for months, yeke na nanoniyoko. Because Iekona, the fleeting thought, Iekona, was burn the damn thing. Yo no no ni yeshke na. And then you thought about it and said, where did that thought come from and how do I feel about it? Ioshkona na ni yeke na. And then you burn the damn thing. A no no ni yeshke na. And it brings you into alignment and harmony and balance. A no no ni yeshke na. And release of anononiyeshke, those things that were anchoring you into the shadow, iokona niena. And surprisingly, iyoshkona naniyeshke na, you may not have any what would be outward expression, anononiyeshke na, of the word would be joy, inanoniyokon. In other words, you may not break out into sing or dance, inanoniyoko, or something like that. Inanoniyeshkena, you may just feel a sense of peace and rightness. Inanoniyoko, that is so profound, iyeshkona inanoniyoko, that you know, inanoniyoko, that the shift has been made. Inanoniyoko. So, love yourself today, iyeshkona na yeke, and every day, in every moment, onono ni yeshke na. Is this the most loving thing I can do for myself, iyekona iyena? Be in care of self, iyekona na yeke na, and celebrate yourself, iyekona, as much as possible, ananiyoko. Anani iyeshke na ananiyoko, we feel compelled to say that these celebrations can be as simple as sitting in the park, as Mercedes did last night, looking at the new blooms on the trees, Iekena, and the way that the light in Ononieke, the moonlight and the lamps and the way the park was lit, was filtering, was really quite ethereal and beautiful, Iekena Nananyoko. And she treated herself, that was her celebration for the day. She didn't even get out of the car, she just... Well, Ononieshke na, Nanoyoko stood. Actually, she took a picture, so she did get out of the car. But it was so beautiful, Ieshke na Nanoyoko, that she just took a moment to breathe in the beauty and to celebrate the day and how the day had unfolded, Ieshke na Nanoyoko. And then to breathe Iokona into the... She breathed Iokona. She took a moment for self, Ieshke na. Because Iokona Iekena, the burning of that painting, Iokona, meant Ononiyeshkena, breaking it up, ripping it apart, burning it, Ioshkona Iyeshkena. And as she was doing these things and she made that decision and she was celebrating her life and her choices, Ononiyeshkena, she brought herself into a space of loving self, Ioshkona Iena. These steps are nononoyeke, are not prescribed or outlined as step one is this, and step two is this, and step three is this. The reason why we are telling you this, Iokona Ieshkena, so that you will understand that through your heart, Iokona Iena, you will know what to do, Ieshkena Nananiyoko. And it is not a linear progression of this has to happen before this has to happen before this can happen. Oh, no, no, niyeshke na. It may be that you just come into a knowing that this is the way, no, no, niyeshke, the process of release and celebration is for you. Oh, no, no, niyeshke na. And you will come into a knowing, iena, ananiyoko. That the way you are thinking and your choices that you are making and the actions that you are taking are loving and loving for you. No, ni eshke na. Yeah, no, ni eshko. The words are coming self first. Iokona. There are times when you, eshke na, allow yourself to love yourself. Iokona, and say, me first. This is what I have to do. Oh, no, ni eshke. This is the most loving I can be to myself, for myself. Oh, no, Yeshke, I love you. And then your name. I love you, Mercedes. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And it is from that space of peace and calmness and knowing, that you are taking the actions to illuminate your shadow, Iokona Iena. As we have stated many times before, Ioshkona, the seed that you plant is the seed that you reap, Iokona na nieke. So even in instances of lifting the shadow, Iokona nieshke na, do it in the way that is most loving, most sincere, most compassionate, and most filled with grace, Iokona nieke na. Anana nioshkona nieke na, and heal. Anono nieshke, and as we have stated before, healing is simply a transformational shift from the state that you are leaving into the state that you are. Or the state that is not desired into state that is desired. Iokona Ieshkena. And you are creator, source, Iokona. And as you have melded into the infinite all, and you blend Anana Nioshkona Ieshkena, this most loving seed of loving self, Iokona, into the grand soil, the grand mixture, the grand fertilizer, the grand nurturer of the infinite love, the divine love of God, the divine love of Source, Iokona Ieshkena. You will reap what you sow. Anono Ieshkena. Anono Nioko Iekena na Nioko. We love you, we love you, we love you, we love you, and we bid you adieu.